you wanna change your sex, you can call Dr. Alter. He can turn your wang into a badge, Dr. Alter. Oh, Dr. Alter. Turn a girl into a man. Give a chick some bigger cans. He'll change Joe into Joanne, Dr. Alter.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And very proud of our brand new website. Hope you'll go there and check it out. And you can sign up for our mailing list, and we'll tell you what we're doing when we have. We won't bug you. We won't mail you something every 2 days. But when we have a big Commerce Casino event, we'll certainly email you and tell you to sign up. So go to it, and it costs us an S load of money. And it looks, it's a great site. Tim Conway Jr., JR.com. TimConwayJr.com. And we're very proud of that website. So check it out, timconwayjr.com, and sign up to be on our mailing list. All right, we have a very famous doctor here who has appeared on Dr. 90210. Is that right?
That is correct.
Look at you, Dr. Alter, everybody. The guy that can make guys girls and girls guys. You're like
girls girls.
You're like Jesus Christ. You're the Jesus Christ of the doctor world.
Last time I checked, I couldn't walk on water, but I'm working on it.
You're performing miracles.
Well, with the help of God.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Now, a lot of people are wondering the mentality behind men who want to be women and women who want to be men. Don't you recommend that they initially not do that? They buck up and just enjoy the sex they were born with?
Well, they don't come to me until they've been through years of therapy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I you know, I'm the surgeon. I'm not the psychotherapist.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So,
how many years of psychoanalysis do they go through?
Well, it's a psychotherapy. They go through at least a year, sometimes longer. So,
yeah.
And then before they come for surgery, they have to live as the opposite sex for a year.
Is that right?
And they have to be on hormones for a year.
Holy Christ.
So it's not a casual thing. In fact, the whole sex change issue was very controversial in the 60s and early 70s because they didn't have these guidelines. So sex changes were done on people that really didn't fit,
right.
that shouldn't have had it done. So it became very no-no. And then eventually these guidelines were developed. And it's very, very rare now for anybody to undergo surgery and have regrets.
Right. Now, Dr. Alter said to me during the break, he said, have you ever thought about having collagen put in my lips? And I said, no. I said, I'm pretty cool. And he said, you look out. And you said, I look outstanding with full lips. And I thought, well, maybe I should do that, huh?
Well, nowadays, probably most people put in one of the hyaluronic acids.
Right. How does that last?
Restylane or Juvederm, et cetera. It lasts 4 to 6 months.
And then you got to do it again?
Yeah, you have to do it continually.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
If you were, I mean, let's say I came into you and I said, Doc, you know, let's say I'm a single guy. I'm married but with a kid, but let's say I'm a single guy. And I said, Doc, I'm striking out. I think I have a decent enough personality to hit some of these chicks, but this put'em is not passing the sniff test.
The
what would you recommend I do with this face? I mean, seriously.
With your... Oh, Tim, come on.
Is there a place to start?
Listen, attracting women for guys, attracting women, it's more of a mental thing than it is a physical thing.
Would you recommend
a
little Botox?
Well,
what would make me look younger?
Well,
my eyes?
You know, you got hair. You're
right.
Good. You know,
thank
you're
you
good.
Thank you.
Botox always makes people look a little younger, but you don't have that many wrinkles on your forehead.
Yeah.
I'm a little far from you right now. I don't see about those eye wrinkles. You're doing pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah,
not like
you
crow's
look pretty
feet
good.
Yet, huh?
You're doing pretty good.
Thank
How
you
old are
much.
You?
I'll be 46 come October.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good, Tim.
Yeah. I told Reed Barry I was 52 to make him feel better. But I'll really be 46 come October.
Okay.
Thank you very much. But I saw my picture from 10 years ago when I took my passport photo, and this is a different look than 10 years ago.
Well, it's amazing when you look at a 10-year-old photo.
I mean,
see yourself aging, you know, and all of a sudden you look at these photos, you go, whoa.
I look like I was 15, you know, 10 years ago. Now I look like I'm 65. Do you have guys coming in to want the pec implants? Is that still going on?
It is. I don't do them, so I don't see many of them. But there are pec implants. Probably not done as much as you'd think they would be. But there are a few doctors in town that really specialize in them.
Right.
It's a good operation, done right.
Now, you've written a whole article here. And what did this come out in the PRS journal?
Yeah, it's in the Journal Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, which is the premier plastic surgery journal in the world. It's the official journal of American Society of Plastic Surgeons. Yeah, it's the premier plastic surgery journal.
And every plastic surgeon reads this.
Every plastic surgeon reads it. You got cosmetic surgeons read it. It's anybody that really does plastic surgery, whether they're plastic surgeons or not, gets that job.
Right. Now, and you wrote an article where you were actually helping women out to reduce the labia.
Their inner lips. Right.
Right.
I invented a technique. It was pretty amazing. I mean, when I figured out that I was the first guy to invent it, but when I invented a technique in the mid-90s to reduce the size of the inner lips of the vagina without trimming them. I mean, the way most doctors do it is they just kind of, whether they take a laser or a scissors or a knife or whatever, they just kind of cut them off or trim them down. And I felt that was unnatural because you're taking off the normal edge. So I came up with a technique in the early 90s to take a wedge or a pie slice or a V, whatever you want to call it, from the part that sticks out the most. And that disconnects the top from the bottom, then I stitch it together. And over a period of time...
Now, how big are these women you're performing it on?
Variations. I mean, it could be real small to absolutely huge where it's a major deformity.
But is the labia... I mean, are there some chicks that are sitting on it?
I wouldn't say sitting on it because women don't sit on their vaginas. They sit on their butt. But,
I mean, if it's big enough, you can sit on it.
But, I mean, there are some where... You know, they
are tuck it in your bathing suit.
Yeah, they're too embarrassed to go in a bathing suit.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've teenagers that are mentally so distraught because they hang down so low that they won't go in the showers at school.
Really?
Yeah, and they won't go in a bathing suit at the beach in teenage years or whatever.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled about being in a bathing suit, but for the other reason.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I understand. Well, that's why they developed socks, right?
It looked like I had huge labia.
Yeah.
But it was just a small wiener, you know? Hey, can you do anything for me in that area?
Well, I personally know. I used to do penis enlargements in the 90s. In fact, a lot of the literature in the 90s was for me in the medical literature. And then
really?
I realized it really wasn't a good operation. And
it's hard to get up in the morning and go in to do that, right? You know?
Well, if you're doing a service and you're not getting complications, I unfortunately had a couple complications and realized that the operation wasn't a good one.
The complications? Infection?
Infections. You know, the most of the complications are from trying to make it thicker. And so I was putting in grafts of skin and from another part of the body
and
some fat.
That made it wider?
To make it wider. But what you realize is that this graft has to heal perfectly because if it doesn't, it turns into scar tissue.
Uh-oh.
And then it'll get curvatures and deformities and this and that. And I just realized there was too high a risk for this, and I stopped doing it. Eventually... doctors got away from doing skin grafts and fat grafts.
How do they do it now?
Well, what doctors do now is some of them put in cadaver skin.
Oh, Jesus.
But there are problems with that, too. And I mean, a significant part of my practice is actually reconstructing men who have had complications from penis enlargement surgery.
From other doctors.
They use
cadaver skin?
Cadaver skin. They layer it and they put it in underneath the regular skin, kind of, you know, wrapping it around the penis.
Sounds like an interesting idea for a, it's like dead men effing.
Something like that.
Oh, man. That's got to be odd, walking around with a dead guy's back in your wiener?
Well, you know, cadaver skin and cadaver grafts and tissues are used for a lot of different operations. They're used, orthopedic doctors use it to recreate ligaments. So, I mean, there's a lot, I mean, it's really a major industry. In fact, at UCLA a couple years ago when they had that big controversy over the cadavers, because one of the techs in the cadaver lab was selling the body parts to this company. And which was taking the body parts and then making it into products that were sold.
Jesus
and the people who donated their bodies to science were not donating their bodies to be used by private enterprise to make into tissues.
Right. Did that slow down the amount of people who were donating their bodies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it created a major problem in the med school. I don't even know. And even in our division of plastic surgery, because what happens is part of teaching in plastic surgery is to do cadaver dissections. So if the whole anatomy lab got into big problem and you can't get cadavers, it causes a problem with, you know, us learning and developing new cadavers.
Yeah.
You know, you have to dissect to know, where all the arteries are, et cetera, and to develop new flaps to reconstruct people.
All right. Dr. Alter is with us. If you have a question about either plastic surgery, or you want to talk to him about that big labia you got rolling between those two thighs, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, when you operate on some of these women who their labia is too big, and they want it a little smaller, are they even embarrassed, like, to take their pants off in the doctor's office?
Yeah, some of them are extremely embarrassed.
Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have, like, a nurse in there?
Yes.
You do?
Absolutely.
That's probably pretty a smart idea.
Well, it's smart from a couple things. It makes the woman, well, some women won't even let the nurse in because they're too embarrassed, even though the nurse doesn't see anything.
Right, but
I do it because of my protection. I don't want to get accused of any sexual issue with a patient.
And, like, do you ever look at, like a woman will take her pants off, and you see this labia. Do you ever have this reaction? Oh!
If I did, I wouldn't say it. Jeez. Oh, my God.
I don't know how you get turned on anymore, man, in your line of work.
Yeah.
Aren't you just into effort with sex? I mean, you've seen all this gross crap, and you probably just go home, and you're like, you know, I don't know if you're married or not. You married?
No.
You probably just go home, and you're like, you know what? I'm not even going to hit it this stick tonight. I'm going to bed. And I bet you know, you've seen a lot of gross stuff, and you're at dinner eating a steak one night, and you're like, oh, that looks like Judy who came in today.
I wouldn't say that. Just
Jesus Christ.
Like, how am I going to eat this thing?
Oh,
I bet that's happened. You're in an interesting line of work, though. I mean, you really are.
That's why I'm here, right?
I mean, is it now? What about the surgery to have your penis reduced?
Well, there really is. I mean, theoretically, I guess I could do that, but I don't know of anybody.
Not a popular operation.
No. You know, I've had some emails where guys have asked for that.
Right.
I put that in the weirdo file because, you know.
What about a guy who wants bigger testicles? You ever get that?
Yes. There is no good surgery to make bigger testicles. You just can't.
You can't?
No.
There's nothing you can put in there?
No, I mean, you can't.
You can't go to the hardware store and pick up, like, a couple of fishing weights?
There is one guy that developed a kind of an implant that you wrap around the testicle.
Right.
So that it's a cap that goes over the testicle.
But and that works?
It makes it look bigger, et cetera. But what the problem is, it doesn't feel like a normal testicle, and it makes it impossible to self-examine for testicle cancers.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah.
So that's a real problem.
All right. During the commercial break, can you test to see if I have cancer?
Did you bring some gloves? Jeez, man. You know,
hey, listen, Doc. I just want to make sure I'm healthy, man. Actually, you know what? I don't have any gloves. But
well, forget it, then.
But Randy just showered, and he thinks he has cancer in both of his balls. Can you give him a once-over during the commercial break?
Sorry, I can't do it, man.
No.
Yeah,
sorry,
whatever.
Dude. Can you put on... We didn't bring gloves, but we have Glad bags.
Oh, yeah.
Can you throw a couple of bags on?
Yeah, right.
Give them a once-over? Hey, now, is breast cancer pretty prevalent in men? I heard it's increasing.
It's 1% of all breast cancers are in men.
1%.
Yes.
But it's fatal. I mean, it's not good news when a guy gets breast cancer.
It's probably like with women. I can't answer that, but with women, it's kind of when you catch it. You know, I mean, obviously men don't think that they got a breast cancer.
Yeah. And if you told me, I went to see you and you're like, Tim, I got bad news, but you've got breast cancer in both your cans. I would say, all right, mum's the word. You don't tell anybody, I won't tell anybody. And I just go die somewhere. You know, I'm not going to tell people I got breast cancer.
I go to a motel. But you get the cancer taken out. Come on, man.
I go to a hotel in Pahrump and just die. I'm not going to tell people I got breast cancer. That's probably why they're dying.
What, you got an identity issue? I mean, come on.
No, but listen, I'm not going to sit at Cedars-Sinai and have family members come visit me and go, hey, how's your breast cancer?
Well, would you tell me if you had a testicle cancer?
Oh, then yeah. Like, I'd show everybody.
Yeah.
Like, here's where it started. Pictures of everything. But, yeah, I think that's a more studly move than, please, not my breasts. Honey, please don't touch me.
It's funny because Nip Tuck, the guy in Nip Tech, is that why you mentioned it? Because on the show, Nip Tuck, one of the plastic surgeons has breast cancer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so he's having a real issue with it on the show.
Jesus Christ.
They'll come up with anything on that
show.
You know,
Gina told us in the news that 50% of people who are diagnosed with cancer don't stop smoking. The 100% of the people who smoke and then they get diagnosed with cancer.
That's probably true.
50% don't. And I understand that because you're under a lot of pressure then. A lot of anxiety.
They figure they already got the cancer. I mean,
yeah, what are they going to do?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's
cut
already
off.
Got it.
What are you going to do? You're going to lose another 20 minutes of your life? You know, enjoy yourself. All right, let's talk to Tony in Huntington Beach, on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, doing good, Tim.
Love all right, show. Dr. Alter's with us, man.
Hey, I got 12 inches. Can I get about 9 inches cut off? I'm sick of it.
cut him off at the neck.
Yeah. Jeez, Jesus Christ almighty.
God damn it.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Jack. All right, we're not going to entertain that call. Let's talk to a Dave in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good. Dr. Alter's with us. What do you got?
Hey, doctor, I was having a question about the penis enlargement. You talked about how you were digging it. How would necessary you would lengthen it? Like, what would you, like, put in to extend it? I was curious about that.
Well, the lengthening surgery is very iffy. The only way to really lengthen the penis is to stretch it, really, with weights or with one of these stretching devices that are made. The surgery is really just releasing the suspensory ligament, which gives up a little bit more of the penis to be stretched. But
does that work, stretching?
It can if a man is just totally obsessed with stretching it.
Right.
I mean, you could stretch anything. You can stretch literally a leg, a bone, or whatever, but you have to use enough force over a long enough period of time to stretch it. So if somebody wants penile enlargement, a lengthening surgery, yeah, you cut the ligament and you say, listen, if you're not a fanatic wearing these weights, it's not going to make a darn bit of difference.
But wearing the weights going out on a date could be a handicap.
Well, it can. It can weigh you down.
Yeah.
But, you know, they wear it around the house, you know, wear it to work.
How heavy are the weights?
You know, some of these companies, they make weights of 3, 4, 5 pounds. So the guy wears them for maybe 15 minutes or whatever. And then another company wears has a contraption where it puts the penis on stretch all the time.
Right.
So the penis is always being yanked. But even if a guy goes through this kind of commitment, he still may not gain any length because it depends on how much he does it, the elasticity of the penis.
Right.
There's so many variables involved.
But there are some guys that really have, like, nothing, right? I mean, what's the smallest wiener you've
seen?
Well,
smallest is almost nothing. I mean, there's a micropenis, which truly is micropenis. I mean,
I thought that was a Saturday morning cartoon.
No, yeah. I missed that
micropenis.
One. But there is a situation called hidden penis or buried penis where the man's penis length is really normal, but it buries inside the pubic fat and buries inside the scrotal sac. And there is excellent surgery for that to, that can absolutely change somebody's life.
Do fat guys have smaller penises?
No, they don't, but it can look smaller because it can bury in the fat. That's part of that hidden penis issue.
Ah, I see.
Okay.
Right.
So that's really, I would say, epidemic, but most guys don't know there is surgery to help that. And when they go to a doctor, the doctors, believe me, very few doctors know that is surgery available. I've published about it. I've written articles in medical journals on it. I do at least a few of those surgeries a month, and it can literally change somebody's life.
Are the stereotypes true with regards to a penis size?
No.
They're not?
No, they're not.
So you've seen a black guy with like a micro penis?
Yeah, I have.
But that for a handicap,
yeah.
Huh?
Going
out with this guy because you think he's loaded, and then he comes up goose eggs.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Jesus. All right, Dr. Alter is with us, everybody. And if you have a question about altering yourself, this man can, he's a miracle worker. He turns men into women and women into men, and they become happier in life. They don't suffer from depression anymore. Probably helped a lot of people, probably saved a lot of lives doing that, huh?
I have a big file of thank you notes.
Look,
most doctors, they can cure someone of cancer and they hardly get a thank you.
Right.
I get thank you letters all the time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Alter is with us. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, and Dr. Alter is with us. And we're talking about Viagra during the break here. And you don't recommend anybody take more than just the proper dose, huh?
Yes, it can cause problems.
What can it cause? Let's say you take 4 or 5 of them.
Well, I guess it can cause priapism, which is a prolonged erection. And if you get a prolonged erection and don't seek treatment for it, it can make you impotent.
How long, what's the longest erection before you jump in the car?
4 hours.
4 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And that's off to the emergency room?
Off to the emergency room. Do
and
not delay.
What do they do to bring it down? They just roll out one of those old, fat, tired nurses and she strips?
I suppose you could try that.
Knock it right down for you?
Well, put it on
those
a prescription on a prescription pad. A fat, ugly nurse. Meet me in ER, an OR, ER, whatever. No, the first thing that's done is to inject a medicine that will constrict the arteries in the penis.
Oh, I see. All right.
Okay. And then if you catch it soon enough, yes, that'll work. If you don't catch it soon enough, then you have to drain out with big needles, the sludged blood that is in the penis.
Wow.
And get it out, because if you don't get it out, it'll turn into scar tissue and that destroys the erection chambers.
Oh, boy. So it's best not to mess around with that thing.
Oh, you don't screw around with that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk to Richard in Placentia. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, Dr. Alter, my son lost two-thirds of his top lip on a leukemia treatment infection.
Hmm.
And I don't like the options that plastic surgeon has given me. Now, I just wanted to know if you could give me a different perspective into asking different questions.
How old's your kid?
He's 3.5.
Wow.
He lost what? His upper lip?
Upper lip to an infection?
Two-thirds, yeah. Two-thirds of the... Because he had a leukemia treatment.
Leukemia.
And chemotherapy, and it just went bad, you know. And he almost lost his life, but thankfully he pulled through.
Well, you get a good pediatric, and I know some good pediatric plastic surgeon.
What he wants to do is cut the a quarter of the bottom lip and
flip
and
it over.
The top.
That's right. That's how you do it. You take some of the lower lip and you flip it up on the artery. You attach it to the upper lip for a period of time, and then you release it.
Do you recommend that? Would that make it deformed? Is there a different way?
That's the best way to go.
What do you think about getting some skin from his behind and bringing it up?
No, you need muscle, and you need the same thickness. The treatment is to take part of the lower lip and flip it up to the upper lip.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
I think your kid's gone through enough. I don't think he needs the additional embarrassment of having his ass on his face. You know what I mean?
Hey, Tim, I wanted to tell you that you and David Whitman pulled me through it, man. All the comedy, you guys made me laugh so much.
Dude, I can't imagine what you went through.
I'm a big fan of you two guys, man. Yeah. Thanks, guys. And thanks for Dr. Alter. I mean, I was listening to you on the show a lot with Tim. And thanks, guys.
Richard, man, God bless that kid of yours. And I'm sure it was even harder on you than it was on your kid.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks, Tim. I know how you love your daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I love my kid a lot. You guys have a good night.
You take care of yourself.
Take care.
All right, there he goes. Man, I can't imagine that. You know, these young kids who have cancer, and they're sitting in that, like, Mattel hospital over at UCLA, and those parents have to sit there and, you know, watch their kid and not know if that kid's going to survive or not. And the parents cannot show the emotions that they want to in front of that kid. They got to be upbeat. They got to be happy. They got to, you know, bring energy to that room and to that child's life. But I imagine once they leave and get in the car, they're a complete mess.
I tell you, I was a urologist for a while, and just telling adults they had cancer was tough. And I can't imagine myself being a pediatric oncologist. It would just be, I couldn't do it.
You know, when my doctor in the Valley, I go to for a checkup once a year, and when he, you know, tells me the results, and he says I don't have cancer, that's shocking to me. Like, really? I don't? Wow. I skated another year. Look at that. But I can't imagine a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old or, you know, 5-year-old.
It's terrible.
You know, sitting there in that bed going, Daddy, you know, what's wrong with me? Oh, break your heart. All right, Richard, we thank you for calling, and God bless that kid of yours, man. I'm glad that kid made it. And a lot of that surgery is not completely complicated. It's
a good plastic surgeon knows how to do it. I've done it. I mean, you know, it's part of our training. And that's the treatment. You lose 2/3 of your lip, you take part of the lower lip and you flip it up,
and then the lower lip grows again or comes back?
You can shrink the lower lip enough, and then you add to the upper lip, and it'll look surprisingly well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Esther in Corona and see what's happened with you. Esther, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I had a question. I have a 10-year-old son.
A 10-year-old son, okay.
Yeah, and I also have a 3-year-old. The 10-year-old's not circumcised, but I did get the 3-year-old circumcised. And I've noticed that the size for the 10-year-old is a lot smaller than even the 3-year-old, and I was wondering if there's something wrong with him, because I have noticed the 10-year-old is a little bit chubby, and I've noticed even like his nipples, they're not like, they don't stick out, they're more like inverted, if that has anything to do with it or if there's something wrong.
Well, who has the crazy nipples? 11-year-old?
Yeah.
And the 3-year-old's got the big wiener.
Yeah.
If the 10-year-old's chubby, he may very well have a buried penis, hidden penis, which, you know, makes his penis look smaller.
It makes his makes him a lot of confrontation with that 3-year-old
when he grows up. Yeah, because even he's noticed, he's getting to that stage where he asked me the other day, how come I've noticed my brother, you know, he's bigger than me. I don't want him to get depressed or anything, but he's going through that stage where he's starting to notice.
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to be really embarrassing when he has granimal condoms.
Okay.
All right. So, what do you think here, Doc?
Well, I mean, if you want to know what his penis size really is, press on the skin of the pubic area and the skin on the scrotal side, and push in and see what his penis length is.
The 11-year-old?
Yeah.
You may want to give him a couple of beers before that, huh? Yeah, I don't think you could just come home from school and say, hey,
no, you,
we got a, we're going to do a little test
well,
here, my brother.
That's how you tell how, you know, whether or not he's got a buried penis. And also, if his penis kind of disappears when he sits down, then he's got a buried penis. And there is surgery to help that out. I mean, that's what I mean, there's no question that that's psychologically.
Would you do an operation on an 11-year-old who had a buried penis?
Sure.
Is that right?
All the time.
Wow. All right, Esther. Well,
okay.
It sounds like you
Thank
got a
you.
Weekend in front of you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Okay,
all right. It's busier than my weekend. I'm just going to watch sports, maybe a Laker game. That chick's going to figure out if her 11-year-old's got a hidden penis. Eat along. Eat along, folks. All right. Let's talk to Drew in West L.A. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Doctor. In the I have a covered wagon, so to speak, and when I was younger, I was painfully self-conscious of it. I almost to the point where I felt like wearing underwear to the shower after PE and in high school. But I'm so grateful that I am not circumcised, but. There's a, like a strand or like almost like a rubber band kind of tissue right splitting the back of the head, in the back there by the glands.
On the underside, right?
On the underside.
Yeah, that's the frenulum of the penis. If that causes you problems, that can be released.
Now that was my question. Now, if
you don't recommend him releasing it himself though, right?
I'm sure it's been done.
Oh, is that right? Just take sharp edge?
It just tears.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, it can be painful.
No. I wouldn't. That would probably cause massive bleeding and whatnot, but I would not.
Yeah, you don't want to try that yourself.
No. But, it does eventually stretch, because I've noticed that it has, and it's not really a problem, but it used to be. Is that just a typical symptom of just tissue stretching, or what is it?
A lot of uncircumcised men have that frenulum that is uncomfortable, problematic, or whatever.
Right.
If you want to be circumcised, that gets rid of it, or if you just want to get rid of that frenulum, if that's a problem, that can be taken care of too.
And
without circumcising.
This is outpatient stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of pops of Grey Goose, some local anesthetic,
yeah,
and you're off to the races.
Right. A little strap down and you're done.
There you go. All right. Dr. Alter is with us, folks. What's your website?
AlterMD.com. AlterMD.com.
Well, check out his website, AlterMD.com. And you got a question for Dr. Alter, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Tim Conway Jr. Show with a brand new website, timconwayjr.com. Check it out. We spend a lot of money and a lot of time on it. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Dr. Alter is with us, and he is a major player, man, when it comes to sex alteration and also plastic surgery. You may have seen him on Dr. 90210, and I don't think there's anybody better than you. Might be some docs as good as you, but nobody's better than you. Is that right?
I don't know.
Pretty good at what you do.
What I do pretty good. Yeah.
All right, and that's what I want in my doctor,
Hey.
Well, confidence. I don't want him to say, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I want a guy to be in a zone when he's operating on me. Happy as hell, his wife's doing well.
We've got good music on.
Kids
in the
doing
operating
well.
Room.
Yeah. Like, I had nasal polyps removed from my nasal cavity, and the doctor, who was a very good doctor, was operating me on in the morning. I got there about 7 o'clock in the morning, and he's prepping me for the surgery, And he says to himself, he goes, so anyway, what we're going to do first, he looks down at his finger, he goes, hey, my wedding ring's gone. I haven't taken that wedding ring off in 30 years. Wonder where the hell it is. I'm like, hey, Doc, do you want to do this another day? You know, if you're going to be nervous about that wedding ring, well, you're, you know, you got those, you know, well, my nose is being opened up here, please. Let's do it next week. And he's nervous the whole time. I thought for sure he's like, he's going to be like, you know, pulling crap out of my nose going, God, is it on the dresser? Maybe I dropped it in the car? God almighty. All right, take some phone calls here. Let's talk to Steve in Santa Barbara. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good.
All right, you're on with Dr. Alter, man.
Oh, great. Hey, doctor, my wife and I just had twin girls in November. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Great. It was vaginal delivery. With, you know, they were about a month and a half premature. She had to get stitched up, you know, as I guess as usual. It seems a little bit loosey-goosey, if you know what I'm saying. And is there a way to tighten that up without surgery, or she's self-conscious about it also, so.
Well, you can tighten it up a little bit with doing Kegel exercises, where she does Kegel exercises, which are to tighten up the muscles in her vaginal area. But that only goes so far. And there is surgery, which is not that big a deal, where the vagina can be tightened up and the muscles can be brought together again, the stretched muscles.
Is that called the post-twin special?
Just the post-vaginal delivery, you know. It stretches things out. And it's becoming more and more common to have that kind of surgery.
Oh, boy. Hey, Steve, whatever you do, don't start blaming the kids when they get older. You're very self-conscious about that.
Yeah, I told them, you know, we won't do that. I didn't use the ladder to get in there. You know, we kind of took it easy.
All right. All right, go have the call. Go to Dr. Alter's website. You do that surgery, right?
I don't do that, associate does, gynecologist.
Go to altermd.com, is that right?
That's correct,
altermd.com.
Cool,
all right.
Thanks.
All right, take care of yourself. Look at that. The guy wants his wife to be a little swollen.
It's very, very common after childbirth that vagina gets stretched out.
And for how long? Does that last for a while?
Sometimes forever.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
And twins just sort of accelerate that?
Bigger kids, twins, whatever. I'm sure that's one of the reasons why cesarean sections are becoming more common.
Ah.
A lot of damage.
Save the vagina.
Save the vagina.
At the cost of the stomach.
It's a little scar on the abdomen versus potential big problems down below.
Oh, Jesus. You know, they got to warn fathers, because they didn't warn me at the hospital, that the kid can have a cone head for the first day of his life or her life.
Jesus Christ.
I thought my kid was going to, you know, be on Saturday Night Live for the rest of her life.
But a hat in the shape of a cone, right?
I mean, I was worried. I was panicked. Nobody in the room said anything. It was like a freak show.
Didn't you say, hey, what's with the kid?
Nah, because I didn't want to say anything. I don't want to, you know, the first time I see my first daughter, I don't want to insult her. But like, hey, what's going on with her? But after a while, it went back to normal.
Yeah, usually within a few days.
Yes. All right, let's take another call here. How about Sammy in Long Beach? You're on 97.1 FM Talk, and Dr. Alter's with us. What's up with you?
Yeah, I had something pretty unusual happen. You know, I have Crohn's disease, and I got a perforation, and so they were sticking needles in me, trying to drain out, you know, the poison, you know, because they gave me the Remicade to close it up. And one of the ultrasound guys was doing the ultrasound, and he said, oh, yeah, you got a blood clot up high near your groin. And so they take me back to the room, and I'm like, all right. About 5 or 6 hours later, I'm kind of half groggy, and I look down, and I've got I don't want to say it. I've got like the sack of like a grapefruit. It looks like a water balloon. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what the hell is this? And I'm pushing a button. Nurse comes in, and they're all blown away. They're all looking at me like, what the hell? And I guess they had to give me some kind of thinners and some kind of other stuff like that. It went back away pretty quick, but I just didn't know what would cause that with a blood clot to cause the whole scrotum to, like, quadruple or more than that in size, you know?
All right, well, that's a good question. Is that like a mild form of elephantitis? Is that possible?
I suppose. I mean, I don't know exactly what his situation is, but...
It sounds odd. It happened so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe when they did the angiogram or whatever, some of the fluid just got outside of the vessels.
Oh, I see,
and
right.
Just filled up the sac.
Hey, is there such thing as a breached turd?
Excuse me?
Like, you know...
What the heck is that? What?
It's like when you're constipated and you can't go... And the feces actually rolls back up into your body. A breached turd. Isn't that a medical term?
I don't know. I didn't do a colon. You know, I'm not a gastroenterologist.
God, damn.
Sorry, Jax. You might be the wrong guy to ask. All right, let's talk to Nestor in downtown. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim, Doctor. Hi,
hey.
Everyone.
Hey,
I wanted to ask a quick question. I used to be a fat guy and I lost the weight, but not the man boobs.
Right.
I was hoping that the doctor would tell me that there's maybe something that I can do non-surgically.
Great question. I got those too.
Help diminish this.
Well, if there's extra skin, the answer is no. You can't do anything non-surgically. You have to operate. If you have if the skin shrunk up and you just have kind of man boobs, but there's no extra skin, then you can do some liposuction. You can do liposuction, but...
How about some bench pressing?
The bench pressing will just help the muscle, but it's not going to get rid of the extra skin or the fat.
Well, Nestor, I mean, how big are they?
They're not that big. I think there's really no extra skin. I think there's a lot of fat under them that I cannot get rid of.
Well, liposuction will help. Sometimes you just have to make an incision, too, and cut out some of it.
Are there bras made for men?
Only on the Seinfeld show, as far as I know.
It's called the bro.
Man's ear.
Man's ear, man.
The man's ear. Yeah. Well, Nestor, those are your options, my brother.
Oh, thank you. Would the doctor know how much that kind of operation would cost?
It all depends on your anatomy, what needs to be done, et cetera.
You ballpark, is it 10 grand?
I can't. Yeah.
$5,000?
Five to twelve.
You have a discount? I mean, like a AAA
discount?
Just
to you, Tim, and to Ryan, our man over there.
Yeah, all right. Go to his website, Nestor. You got the website? AlterMD.com.
I got it.
All right, man. Good luck.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, take care of you and those cans. Hey, is Randy going to have that done? You going to have that done? You going to reduce those boobies?
Should I?
I don't know.
They're not a turn-on?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who you're trying to turn on.
He was going
to
lose weight anyhow, right?
Yeah, how much weight did you lose?
None. Yeah, God, he hasn't changed since I saw him last time.
Tim keeps telling me that he thinks I'm losing weight, and that's just because I'm wearing my shirt open now because it doesn't look good closed anymore.
Is he a candidate for that lap band surgery?
No, I don't think he's big enough.
No, he's not big enough?
How much do you weigh?
Jesus, darling.
I'm right now about in the 270s.
I don't know, maybe borderline. I mean, you might be. Lap band's not that big a deal. I don't do that, so I don't know what the indications are.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What should I do?
Well, how about...
I think you should go to a doctor to help you with your diet.
Less calories in?
Yeah. Yeah, less in?
I haven't been trying that the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think you got it. I don't think walking into a restaurant instead of driving through is the proper exercise. You know, I think you got to...
The best exercise is,
that's the only exercise
is pushing
you get.
Away from the table. Is the, best
the only exercise he gets is when the drive-thru is too long at Jack in the Box. He's got to walk in. All right, thanks for flipping me off. All right, Dr. Alter, thanks for coming in. You're always a tremendous guest. And please go to his website and get that labia shrunk so guys are into you again.
And her poo nanny.
Yeah. Looking at it right now.
Well, it's great to be here. I enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate
it. It's my pleasure.
Dr. Alter, everybody. AlterMD.com. AlterMD.com. And you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM.
John and Jeff Show, talking to you all night on the radio.
John and Jeff Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And John and Jeff are with us for the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
How you doing, Timmy, me boy?
Hey, what's the weather report out there?
Well, when I was coming in on the 101, entering Calabasas, rain. Uh-oh. Looked like it was blowing south. What do you got there on the radar?
I don't see anything here on the radar yet.
Okay.
It just hasn't come up. But looks like rain tonight, huh? And tomorrow?
And the next day. Bubble. And the next day. So we all get free car washes.
All right. What's going on with that big show tonight, John and Jeff?
A little third shift free-for-all action.
Hey, excellent.
Yeah, we have, I don't know if we talked about this before, but women now have an excuse to be obese because evidence suggests in a study that it's not their fault that they can't curb their appetite when it comes to certain types of food.
They have the excuse.
So there's PMS, postpartum depression, and now you can't blame me because I'm obese.
So, yeah, you got another defense when you murder your kid.
So, again, a no more personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Right.
completely thrown out the window, man.
All right, folks. John and Jeff are coming up immediately here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? And also, Jamie White's going to be with us tomorrow as well at 9 o'clock. So, big night tomorrow. And stay tuned for John and Jeff. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. What's the fattest chick you've been with?
350 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow, is that right?
And she was probably the best.
350 pounds? And what are you? You're 270?
Yeah.
So there's
this bed was really low to the floor.
Wow, is there 700 pounds on that bed?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to sit and sleep and get a titanium?
Basically, well, no. You can't have a box spring when you're that. They got that much weight.
Wait, you just lay on the floor, the two of you?
No, the mattress is right on the ground.
Well, you know what they say: thin looks better, but fat feels better. So Randy took that to the nth degree.
Yeah, that theory's not true.
Oh. She's the only one who has sheets made for her slab. Just laying on the cement with the sheets.
Curtains from the Met.
Jesus Christ. You got 600 pounds rolling around. She didn't have a bed, though. The mattress was on the floor?
Yeah. Mm. If she had a bed, it would be crushed.
God almighty. I'd like to have seen that, sort of. Maybe not.
I don't think you would have.
Can you
two
imagine?
Bulls going at it.
Yeah.
Like the two sea lions.
At that point, can you even decipher who's who? That it's not one being?
It's like going down to SeaWorld.
Yeah.
And watching two sea lions F.
Oh.
Jesus
just as
Christ.
Slippery.
KLSX HD. Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show morning. With Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1FMTalk.com.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.